It's a feel-good song, right? Jamali, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. My name's Danny Gazzelli. It's an absolute honor and privilege to keep you company this evening. The long weekend. So listen, you and I have been talking about the one song not to sing in prison, and we've been having such a laugh. And then I had this text in, and his name's Curtis. Curtis, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Okay, so basically, I got this text from you saying, listen, you shouldn't sing anything in prison because you were in there for 13 years. Tell me more.
I was actually sentenced to 18 years imprisonment.
Wow.
And then I spent 13 years of that in prison.
And may I ask what you went into prison for?
Oh, that was murder.
Okay. And you said to me that in there, you should not sing anything.
Yes, you see, at the time that we were incarcerated, it was more of the apartheid time and just turning into a democratic country.
Mm.
And I didn't have a lot of radios and TVs in prison at that time.
Okay.
So the whole entire cell will ask you, like, when you get in there, like, we know, which artist do you like? And if you say Michael Jackson, well, that all night you'll be sitting on a box and singing Michael Jackson songs for the guys.
Jeepers. Now, talk me through an average day in prison.
Okay, an average day in prison is that you get up in the morning like 6 o'clock, clean up your cell, wait for the wardens to come in and do a count, and then after you go for breakfast around like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, and then you have like half an hour exercise, and then you get locked up again. You go for lunch. Lunch and supper was at 12 o'clock at the time when we were in, and that was your last meal for the day at 12.
Okay.
And then you get like another half an hour exercise and get locked up at 3 and open the next day again at 7 o'clock.
Mm. And now that you're out of prison, how is life for you? Have you turned over a new leaf? Do you
definitely, Danny. You know, being in prison, it's actually woken me up, realizing that how much you miss your family and how much you miss life and what I lost out. And especially like a guy like me, I went in, I was 20 years old. When I got out, I was almost 33.
Yes.
So my old youth were like lost in that place. I spent it there, and it actually made me a very strong and a better person at the end of the day, huh? I don't say that all prisoners are like, you know, you portray them as bad. You get some of them, but my word out is, hey, you've got to change. You've got to change.
Now, you know what? At any stage, you can say to me, Danny, mind your own business, and I will respect that. But I have to ask, the crime that you committed, was it on purpose? Are you open to talking about it?
No, it was not actually on purpose, Danny. It was more of like a gang stuff, you know. You know, the time when you're a youth, you're 18 years old, you're doing some drugs and stuff, and you join a gang.
Mm.
And then it became a gang fight, and then that's how we ended up having a fight with no intention of killing anybody, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And it was just a mistake that two people passed on in this old case of ours.
And I'm
still like regretful for it today, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I've always regretted that for my whole life, because I've actually deprived somebody of their dad, you know.
Of course.
Sad.
And have you confronted the family?
No, whilst I was in prison, Danny, I did that. I wrote a letter to them to ask them for forgiveness.
Okay.
And I'm sure, like, you know, somebody will not reply with your letter and tell you to they forgive you, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I pray that those people know that what I did was a total mistake. I will never repeat something like that again in my life.
Wow.
Never again.
So you are an example of a second chance and making the most of a second chance.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate your honesty, hey. I really do.
You know, at this moment, Danny, as you are talking to me, there's, I don't know how many 100,000 prisoners are listening to you, Butcher. Because East Coast is one of our favorite stations, especially the classics. The time is called the Twilight Classics in our time.
Sure.
And now it's called the Classic Hits. And hey, you know what? Music keeps you going. You learn a lot through radio.
Yeah.
You learn a lot, and especially East Coast. I'm a full force East Coast supporter. I'm number one, actually, should be for it.
Oh, Curtis, I really appreciate you. You sound like a great guy. I appreciate your honesty and all the best for what's to come in your life.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Cheers, eh? Bye.
Bye. You take care. Right?
Shut up.
Bye.
So there we go. That was Curtis, and it was great to chat to him. And the reason I phoned him is because we've been talking about the one song not to sing in prison. And then he basically texted me and said, Danny, don't sing anything in prison. So I thought I'd just give him a call and ask what happened. So hopefully you can learn from Curtis and his mistakes and how he turned his life around. Absolutely fascinating. Boys to Men, Taylor Swift on the way. East Coast.